Let's go back to the Gemara Omamar. Omamar Mishosha Koyanim Nichnosim Lecher B'Tchumosom. That's a quote from our Mishnah in which it says that the Koyanim, when can you read Kriya Shema Me'arvis? And the answer is from the time that the Koyanim can eat the Truma. V'Raminu, we have a Kasha. Because we have another braisa that seems to say differently. It says, Me'emasai Koyin Hashema Ba'arvis. And there it gives a different way of expressing it. It says, Misha'oni Nichnas Lechol Pitei B'melech. It says, from the moment that the poor man would enter with his parsley piece of bread and salt, and as Rashi said, because he needs a candle, Ad, and until when? Ad shah sha'im ed lipotir mitoich sudasa, until such point that he's ready to finish the meal. So that's not either the beginning point or the starting point, l'chayra, stated by the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, well, you're half right. Sefer vadai pliga amas nisim. The Sefer, which says that the closing time for Kriya Shema is when the Oni finishes his meal, I don't know exactly when that is. Says the Gemara, but that's definitely not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said that till when can you say Kriya Shema? Till a third in the night, or Chatzos, or till the morning. That's definitely not just a different way of expressing it, that's a different shir completely. However, Reisha, when it comes to the Reisha, not until when, but from when, Mi Lema Pligia Mas Nisin, must we be forced to say that the Braisa is Choylek on our Mishnah? Maybe they're simply expressing the same thing in two different ways. Loi, isn't it true to say that Oni v'koyein chad shiurahu? Yes, the second Braisa expressed it in terms of the Oni coming in to get his candle, and our Mishnah expressed it in terms of koyening and eating the truma, but actually it's all the same thing, i.e. Tzeisak l'chavim. So therefore, although there may be a machloikas about until when you can say Kriya Shema, but I see no reason to say, says the Gemara, that there's a machloikas about from when. From when? From Tzeisak l'chavim. From Tzeisak l'chavim. So that's what we learned yesterday. Says the Gemara, before, by the way, we see the Hemshech of the Gemara. I know there's a Tosfos, the top Tosfos that we missed out, and Be'ezus Hashem will come back to it. But have a look at the third Tosfos. Mishah Shahoni Nichnas Lechol Pitei B'melach. So what did the Braisa say? At the time that the Oni comes to eat his bread, when does the Oni eat his bread? When he comes to fetch his candle, which is Tzeisak l'chavim, that's the time from which you can read Kriya Shema. Says Tosfos, I don't understand. Tema. Oni gufei, the Oni himself, Mosai yispalel. What about the Oni himself? You're describing the Oni at Tzeisak l'chavim going in to eat his bread. So when is that? At the Zman of Kriya Shema. Says Tosfos, Mosa Yispalel, Daho Omrot, because you've just now told me that Zman Achilosoi, Hainu Zman Kriya Shema. You've just told me that the very time that the Oni is eating his meal, that is in fact the Zman of Kriya Shema. Well, if that's the case, v'kiven shaboz man kriya shema osur la'aschil besudo ad sheyispalel bereisha. Don't we have a principle that when it comes to the zman of kriya shema, you cannot begin a suda until indeed you've davened? Kedatanya lekamon, as it says later on in Daf Dalad, it says v'koyrei kriya shema umispalel, and only then v'oichel pitoy. Only then can you eat your bread, and it words it very sharply, and it says umavarech v'kol ha'oyver al dibrei chachamim, and anybody who violates that issa meaning anybody who eats their su'uda, despite it being time for Shema Tefillah, says Chayev Misa. So how can the Braisa possibly say, how can the Braisa possibly say that the Oni, when it comes to Tzeisak Rechavim, is about to eat his su'uda, he's not allowed to eat his su'uda, because it's the Zman of Kriya Shema.
Can we ask the same question about the coding? Oh,
I was waiting for somebody to ask that.
It's fitting that a Kohen would ask.
He's worried about his truma.
Yes.
So with regard to Koyanim, we could say that maybe if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Mishnah, it doesn't say at the time that the Koyanim eat their truma. The Lashon of our Mishnah was...
when he's able to eat it.
When he's able, Mishosh HaKoyanim Nichnasim. But here it says at the time that the Oni... Nichnas le'echoil pitoy. It's true. There also it says nichnas, but there the Gemara is translating it as he is in fact eating his seuda. The Yesh Loimah says Tosfos, the zman tefillah have a koidem le zman seuda. The Zman of Tefillah is in fact slightly before the Zman Suda. The Lav Dafka Misha Oni Nichnas Le'echoil Ela Purta Me'ikara Ka'omar She'ad She'achinu Lo'i Suda Soi Yikra V'yispalel. When the Braisa says that it's at the time that the Oni comes in to eat, it doesn't mean that he begins eating straight away. Because when he knocks on your door, you first have to prepare a meal. In the time that you're preparing the meal for him, that's the time when he can quickly daven.
I thought when the Oni was coming in just to get a candle to eat his salty bread. I didn't know anyway he was preparing a meal for him.
Yeah, yeah, Chiddush, you're right. So again, let's read the words of Tosfos. The Zman Tefillah is... Koidem lezman suda. Don't worry, he's not violating the issa of eating the suda at the zman kriya shema, because he's actually going to eat his suda before he's going to have his kriya shema before the suda. The lav dafka misha'oni nichnas le'achol, because it doesn't literally mean at the time that the oni enters the house to eat, bang, that's when he begins eating. No. A little bit from the outset. That's when you'll say Kriya Shema. Sha'ad she'achinu lo'i su'udasoi yikra v'yispalo. Because until such time that they manage to prepare his suda, so as you're pointing out, Moshe Zedek, not clear exactly what his suda is. He's coming in with his salty bread, unless it means that the host is going to supplement that. So either way, he knocks on the door. He says, listen, I don't have a candle at home. You do. Can I eat my meal in your house? Yeah, sure. If you're here, we're going to prepare you a meal. And in the interim, that's when you say Kriya Shema.
Is not Tosfos implying that according to this price of the Ani, the time for saying Kriya Shema is actually before Tzeisak?
No. It is Tzeisak Yichavim. That's the time that the Ani enters the house. But when does he eat his Suda? 10 minutes later. We understood the Mishal Sha'oni Nichnas, meaning he enters at Tzeisak Yichavim and he eats his Suda then. So Tosfos can't be. You're not allowed to eat your Suda then. So Tosfos, you're right, it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean at the time he enters and he begins immediately eating. Rather, they prepare the Suda. It takes 10 minutes. And in that 10 minutes, that's when he davens and says Kriya Shema. Okay. Now let's have a look, if we can, at the top Tosfos. If you remember, the Gemara we saw yesterday, the Torah says, we're discussing over here, not Hilchas Kriya Shema, but rather Hilchas Truma, Ubo Hashemesh V'Tiher. v'tohir. What does ubo hashemesh v'tohir mean? So the Gemara translated it as to mean when the sun sets, v'tohir, he will immediately become automatically tohir by virtue of the fact that the day has thus ended. To which the Gemara posed the question, how do you know that's the translation? Maybe it doesn't mean bias shemesh, it means bias oiroi. How did Rashi translate that? Bias oiroi means not sunset at the end of the seventh day, but sunrise at the beginning of the eighth, number one. Number two, v'toher, how do you know v'toher means that the day ending is his purification? Maybe v'toher means, and he must purify himself by bringing those karbonas on the next morning. You're telling me that once the day ends, he can eat his truma because the kapora, meaning the carbon, is not ma'akev. How do you know? So the Gemara answered, again, this is the way Rashi learns the sugya, that that can't be. Because the Torah does not write, vayithor, and he shall purify himself. Rather, it says, v'toher, and he will become purified. So if it says, and he will become purified, so therefore that trust must be translated literally, he will become purified, meaning automatically, and that therefore means at the end of the day. Says the top Tosfos, Dilma Bias Oiroihu. How do you know it's sunset at the end of the seventh day? Maybe it is sunrise at the beginning of the eighth. That's how Rashi learns it, and Tosfos quotes that Rashi. Pirush Rashi, ad sheyizrach oiroi shel yoim hashmini. Until the light will shine in the eighth day. Yizrach means it will shine. Until the sun will shine on the eighth day. Umay v'toher. All of this was part of the Gemara's question. The Gemara posed, what does it mean when the Torah says, quote, unquote, v'toher, it means toher gavra, that the person must purify himself, i.e. sheyitoher ha'ish b'havoas karbonoisov, by bringing his karbonos, says Tosfos. This is the way that Rashi explains the kasha of the Gemara. Says Tosfos, v'tema lepirushe. This is a very wondrous explanation. I vehemently disagree. Why? Because lifroich, why don't we ask, ahi de ha'oral? There's a perek in Yevamos, the eighth perek, and it's called perek ha'oral. And there are many halachas of truma discussed there. And it says over there, the he'eriv shimshoi oichol bitruma. Once it becomes he'eriv shimshoi, what is he'eriv? He'eriv shimshoi definitely means sunset. He'eriv from the word erev. So over there, the Gemara states, as a matter of fact, that once it becomes evening, oichol bitruma. So why did the Gemara there not ask the same question? Minolon de bias shimshoi hu? Question mark. Why didn't the Gemara ask the same thing? As soon as you state that the Kohen is allowed to eat truma, the hair of shimshoi, when it comes to evening, why did the Gemara not attack over there like it did over here? And it should have said, excuse me, how do you know it's evening? Maybe it's morning. That's question number one. V'oid, furthermore, heichi motzi lemeimar demairi bezricha. How can you possibly suggest that the Gemara is asking that maybe you need zricha? Zricha means the sun shining in the morning. How can that be a possibility? Why not? De'i bezricha, Who? Because if we're really discussing the sun shining, Avamotzi lemichtav bekro, it could have written in the posuk, v'zorach hashemesh v'toher, underline the word v'zorach. K'moy mi mizrach hashemesh. Or maybe it should have said Loshen Yitzia, a different expression, K'moy hashemesh yotzu al ha'aretz. But it didn't say that. Rather, midenokat bekro ubo hashemesh. If it says ubo, underline the word ubo, it doesn't say v'zorach. It doesn't say v'yotzo. Alma da'inu shkias hachamos. It must be talking about sunset. So how can the Gemara suggest it means the sun rising in the morning? After all, what does the Torah say? The Torah says ubo hashemesh. Ubo hashemesh is not a reference for sunrise. Sunrise, we would have used a different terminology. We would have said maybe v'zorach. We would have said v'yotzo. So that's the second question on Rashi. Rashi learns that the question of the Gemara is, how do you know it's sunrise, sunset, maybe it's sunrise in the morning? I'm sorry, says Tosfos, ubo hashemesh is not a reference to sunrise in the morning.
Well, why is Tosfos attacking Rashi? Why is he attacking the Gemara? The Gemara is the one that raised the question.
Because Tosfos is going to learn the Gemara differently. Uh-huh. And in Tosfos's interpretation of the Gemara, none of these questions are difficult. We're going to soon see.
Why is it that sometimes Tosfos refers to Rashi as Parash HaKutras, and here he says Parash Rashi?
Yeah, very good. Sometimes, this is what I was always told, I don't know if it's accurate, when he says Parash Rashi, he's quoting him verbatim. And when he's quoting him Pirush HaKuntras, it's otherwise, but I'm not sure if that really holds out true. I'm not sure. Then now comes a third question. The Besamuch, later on, meaning soon coming up in the Gemara, Komi Boyale, the Gemara asks, Hi, Ubo Hashemesh, I Bias Oirayhu. The Gemara, in fact, poses the question again and says, what does it mean, Ubo Hashemesh? Uposhit mibraisa, and it brings a proof from the braisa, Zecher Ledova, we'll soon see. Tevshoit mimasnisin. Why did the Gemara not bring a raya from the braisa that we mentioned before? It's a braisa in the Goyim, and what does it say there? Heriv, Shimshai, Oichel, Metruma. So it spells out absolutely categorically that it's referring to the evening. Alma, Dahainu, Bias, Shemesh. So instead of bringing proofs from here, there, and everywhere, why did we not bring a proof from a Braisa that states absolutely clearly that the Kohenim eat the Truma when? In the evening. Heriv, Shimshai. We have three major questions, again, not on the Gemara, but rather on the way that Rashi translates the Gemara. That's the kasha over here. The Gemara itself can be learned differently, as we're about to see in a moment. That's not the kasha of Tosfos. The kasha of Tosfos is the way Rashi learns the Gemara is problematic for three reasons. Reason number one, is that we have a Gemara elsewhere that says that the Kohenim eat the Truma in the evening. Why does the Gemara not attack there and ask, how do you know it's the evening? Maybe it's the morning. Question number one. Question number two is, according to Rashi, that the debate is evening versus morning, says Tosfos, I find that highly problematic. The Gemara, the Torah says, Ubo Hashemesh. Ubo Hashemesh is surely not a reference to the sunrise. Then the Torah would have used different expressions, maybe v'zorach, or maybe v'toher, maybe v'yotza. That's the second kasha of Tosfos. The third kasha of Tosfos is, If you're looking for a proof that Ubo HaShemesh means evening, then why did we not quote a brisa that says absolutely clearly, Heriv Shimshai Oichel B'Truma? The brisa clearly spells it out. So why didn't we bring a raya? So let's now see how Tosfos learns the Gemara differently. And in light of Tosfos's interpretation, we have to then rework out why all of his questions on Rashi are not problematic according to him. Says Tosfos, v'yesh lo imar, d'hochi pirushoi. This, in fact, is the explanation. I would learn the Gemara completely different, says Tosfos. Mimai dahai ubo hashemesh v'tiher, quote unquote. How do you know that those three words, ubo hashemesh v'tiher, bias shemesh hu, mamesh, umai v'toher toher yoimo, dahainu tseisakei chovim, Dilma bias oiroi means not sunrise the next morning, but rather tchiloso shel shkias hachamo.
Beginning.
Bias oiroi means when the light begins setting, and that's at sunset, not at Seisak Yichavim. Vehu tchilas hachnososo Burakia. That's the time when the sun begins entering into the sky. Va'adayin yesh shohois bayoim. But there is actually technically still a little bit of time left. Chomesh milin ad seis hakoichovim. Umay v'toher. Toher Gavra. So Tosfos is learning the Gemara completely differently. Tosfos is learning, unlike Rashi, that the debate is not whether Ubo HaShemesh means Tseisakoi Chavim at the end of the seventh day, or sunrise in the beginning of the eight. Those are not the two options. Rather, what does it mean? How do you know that Ubo HaShemesh is to be translated as Seisakoi Chovim? Maybe it's slightly earlier whilst it's still technically daytime, and it's in fact the beginning of Shkia. Because as we all know, that there is time from the Shkia until Tseis. Shkia is when the sun begins to set, but hasn't set completely. And that process finishes at what we call Tseisak Yichovim, when the stars come out. So says Tosfos, nobody in the world is discussing sunrise the next morning. That's not an option. Like Tosfos said before, had we really been discussing sunrise, we would have used expressions of the Zorach, or the Yotza. No, says Tosfos, that is not being debated. It's definitely the evening. The question is, which part of the evening? Is it Seisak Yichovim, as our Gemara for some reason assumed? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's slightly earlier on. And in fact, it's Shkia Sachamo. It's a completely different Gemara.
When it says Chamesh Milin, isn't that really like 90 minutes?
Yes, there's a whole balagan on this girsa of Chamesh Milin. Exactly what that means. Chamesh Milin is normally 72 minutes. This might be the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, we're not going to get involved in that for the moment. There definitely is some time gap, a considerable, significant time gap between Shkia and Seisak Yichavim. That's for sure. So again, according to Tosfos, this is a completely different Gemara. Ramosha Zelig, you asked before, why is Tosfos not attacking the Gemara? No, he's attacking Rashi.
Yeah.
We're going to finish Tosfos, And then we have to go back to the three questions that he asked on Rashi and see why none of them are difficult according to Tosfos. But let's just finish off Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Vahashta, and now according to the way I've explained, it's very good. L'masnisin d'ha'oral, the Mishnah that we quoted in Perek Ha'oral right at the beginning of Tosfos, that says that what? That in the evening, the koyaning mitruma loy kashi midi. It's not difficult. Why not? The motzila meima. Because maybe we can always suggest that herif shemshoy the hosam. When it says there the evening, I don't know which part of the evening is. Hainu biasairoi. According to Rashi, that was highly problematic. Because if the Gemara says that the koyanim eat trum in the evening, then the Gemara should have attacked. Excuse me? How do you know it's evening? Maybe it's morning. But according to Tosfos, it's very good. Nobody ever discussed morning. So if the Gemara over there says it's the evening, so you can't ask a question because we don't know which part of the evening it is. It's only over here that the Gemara asks a question because the Gemara says, Tzeisak l'chavim. Oh, Tzeisak l'chavim. How do you know it's that part of the evening? But there's nothing to ask in Perek Ha'oral. Va'af mehosam, and that's why from over there, loy tifshoit da'ainu tzeisak l'chavim. And that's why you cannot bring a proof. The Gemara asked, how do you know it's bias oiroi? Maybe it's bias oiroi. So Tosfos asked, well, why didn't you bring a proof from Yevamos? There's no proof. Because all it says in Yevamos is, in the evening, that could be any part of the evening. Mishum hochi itzrich, that's why we had to bring another braisa, la suya hocha, ha braisa, the tzeisak l'chavim. So let's, Rabbi Yisai, recap Tosfos. This is a very, very important Tosfos. Whenever Tosfos asks a whole bunch of kashas on Rashi, and then suggests his own interpretation, you cannot just read to the end of Tosfos and leave it like that. Rather, you've got to go back to the beginning of Tosfos, review all the questions, and then see why is Tosfos any better off. We have an enormous machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos. What is the debate of the Gemara? According to Rashi, the debate is, is it nighttime Tzeisak l'chavim, or is it the next morning, the morning of the 8th, sunrise? Those are my two options. According to Tosfos, those are not my two options. Nobody is discussing the possibility of the morning. That's not even a possibility. So rather, according to Tosfos, what are the two options that we're debating? Not night versus morning, but rather Tzeisak l'chavim versus Shkia. Those are my two options. So if that's the case, now the kasha of Tosfos, all the kashas of Tosfos are all for Enfid. Let's go through the kashas of Tosfos one by one. What was kasha number one? Kasha number one was the Gemara in Yevamos. Because the Gemara in Yevamos says that in the evening, it didn't say which part of the evening, it just says, in the evening, the Koyanim eat Truma. That's what the Gemara states there as a matter of fact. So Tosfos asked the question, I don't understand. According to Rashi, why did the Gemara not attack? And why did the Gemara not say, excuse me, why are you telling me that Koyanim eat in the evening? Maybe it's the morning. So Ramosha Zedek, now we understand. That's not a kasha on the Gemara. That's a kasha on Rashi. Because Rashi learns that pshat in the Gemara is that we're debating evening versus morning. Well, if that's the case, I'm sorry to say, wherever in Shas it says that you eat truma in the evening, the Gemara should immediately pose a question. Excuse me, how do you know it's the evening? Maybe it's the morning. But according to Tosfos, it's very good. Why? Because of course it's the evening. Which part of the evening? That's a debate in our Gemara. But you can't ask that kasha in Yevamos. Why not? Because in Yevamos it doesn't say which part of the evening. It's only in our Gemara where the Gemara says it's Tzeis HaKoychavim. Oh, now we can ask a question. Who told you it's Tzeis HaKoychavim? Maybe it's Bias Oire, which means Shkia. But the Gemara in Yevomos, which was non-committal, because the Gemara in Yevomos did not state either Tzeis HaKoychavim or Shkia. All it said was evening. So there's nothing to ask. Question number one. Question number two that Tosfos attacked Rashi with is, how can you possibly suggest that we're entertaining the possibility that the Kohenim have to wait till the morning? Excuse me, it says in the Torah, Ubo HaShemesh, it doesn't say Vezorach HaShemesh. Again, according to Tosfos, wonderful, you're right. Nobody ever suggested that it's the morning. It's definitely the evening. And the appropriate terminology for that is Ubo HaShemesh. Now we've got a technical question, which part of the evening? And final question, when the Gemara is debating, is it the evening or is it the morning? According to Rashi, says Tosfos, well, why didn't the Gemara bring the simplest of simple proofs? We have a Mefurash Gemara elsewhere that says that in the evening, the Kohenim eat Truma. Well, that resolves our whole Shaila. So obviously it's not the morning. Once again, according to Tosfos, that's not a problem at all. Why? Because that brisa that says that Kohenim eat in the evening is totally inconclusive. That doesn't help our case at all. I know it's the evening. The shaila was, which part of the evening? Well, don't bring me a brisa that says, well, it says that the Kohenim eat truma in the evening. I know, but that's my shaila. Which part of the evening? Mashenkein, according to Rashi, that the debate was evening versus morning. Oh, so why didn't the Gemara bring a proof from the Braisa that says categorically that they eat in the evening? So this is a wonderful Tosfos in which you see that all of the kashas he asked on Rashi are not kashas on the Gemara. They are kashas on the Gemara, lefi Rashi, the way Rashi explains. Okay, let's just learn one more Tosfos, and with this we'll have to close. Im Kain, the second Tosfos, Leima Krova Yitar. Remember, the Gemara is debating, maybe the end of the day does not bring about his purification, but rather he has to bring himself pure. The Gavra, the person has to make himself pure by bringing his Karbonos, to which the Gemara answered, no, that can't be, because otherwise it would have said, Vayitar, not the Tahu. Says Tosfos, I must be honest. Afal gav de bekamo mekoymois ksiv v'toher. The word v'toher is a very commonly used word in the Torah. It always says v'toher. So what's the Gemara proof? What's the Gemara proving? Oh, it doesn't say v'yitar. It always says v'toher. Says Tosfos, it's true, but hosam lekilamiti. Normally, there is no room for error. There is no room for debate. Aval hocha de ikilamiti, but over here, where you could easily have made a mistake, why? Because it really is highly debatable whether he becomes tohir automatically at the end of the day, or he's got to make himself tohir. Well, I'm sorry, there the Torah should have been more accurate. Then havaleila michtav, then it really should have written vayitor. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next week. For those of you who join the Parasha Shir, there will be a change of schedule. I now am unable to give the Shir on Thursday nights for the foreseeable future, at least for this coming year. So the Shir is going to be brought forward to Wednesday evenings, if that's okay. So I sent an email to Mrs. Garfinkel. The Shir Be'ez Hashem tonight will take place at 7:15.
On Zoom or in person?
On Zoom for the moment, unless there's a... Otherwise, I think for the moment, we'll keep it on Zoom. I think that seems to be the preferred option.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Beautiful touch.
Have a good day. Good day.